The camper, cold coffee, frozen clock. Time itself slows to a stop at one table, whether the floor can afford it or not. At table 14, time has simply stopped mattering. The coffee's gone cold in the cup, the check's been sitting untouched in its little folder for 20 minutes, and the conversation shows no sign of noticing that a whole dining room is still turning around it. This is the hanged man's stillness, offered without apology. Some tables just aren't ready to leave yet, and no amount of hovering will change that. There's a strange piece available here, if you let yourself find it. Not every minute of this shift has to move at rush speed. Let this table have its slow orbit while you tend to the rest of the room around it. Stillness at one table doesn't have to mean stillness for you. What may cross your path? A table's conversation outlasts their coffee, their check, and your patience all at once. You find a moment of calm precisely because one table refuses to hurry. The clock on a section stretches longer than the turn was supposed to allow. You let a table sit rather than rushing them, and something in you settles too. Let the slow table be slow. Your job is to tend the room around it, not to force its clock to move. Your mantra, not everything moves at rush speed, and that's not a failure.